rocket ship. Emma and Matthew loved staying with their grand and granddad. They had an old house with lots of rooms to play in. But last of all, grand and granddad had a big tree in their garden. One morning, Matthew looked out the window. "It's windy again," he said to Emma, "and we can't go out and climb the tree." "It's raining too," said Emma. "We will have to play inside today." That night, the wind blew very hard. Emma called out to Matthew. "Matthew," she said, "I'm scared." Grand and granddad came in to see them. "It's a very windy night," said granddad. "Try to go to sleep, then crash." They all ran to look at the window. "The big tree has fallen over," said Gran. "Oh no," said Matthew. "Now we won't have a tree to climb." "We are lucky that it didn't hit the house," said Grandad. Gran gave them a hug. "To go to sleep," she said. "The wind will stop blowing soon. We will have a good look at the tree in the morning." The next morning, they all went out to look at the tree. "Oh dear," said Grandad. "It was the best tree ever," said Emma. "We could climb into the branches and hide there. No one could see us. And now I will have to cut it up for firewood," said Grandad. "Please don't cut it up, Grandad," cried Matthew. "We could still play on it." "Yes," said Emma, "it could be our rocket ship. We could fly all over the place in it," said Matthew. "Come on, Emma." Matthew and Emma raced over to the tree and climbed up. "I'm the captain," said Emma. "Are you ready for takeoff, Matthew?"
"Ready, Captain," shouted Matthew. "Ready to fire the rockets now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
"We have liftoff," Emma shouted back at him. "Here we go." Whoosh! Left Granny Granddad.